Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, brothers and sisters, Jesus believers all over the world. Good morning to that Jesus believers headline this morning. Father God, we come before you, and we just want to thank you. We just want to thank you this morning for your goodness and your kindness and your mercy. And Lord God, we just want to adore you, our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. We're in expectation of you, God. Thy kingdom come. We submit to you, God, your will be done. We petition you this morning, Father God. Give us this day our daily bread. We make confession to you this morning, Father God. Forgive us for our debts. Forgive us for our sins, trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. We make a request of you this morning, Father God. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from all evil, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. I have a prayer request for you for this morning, but I also have a praise report. And I think, Jessica, I want to open your mic. I'm looking for your mom and dad. I see them, I think. I would like to ask your daddy to join me and your mama just for a little conversation this morning.
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Jessica. I just opened up your mic, so we heard the end part of the good morning. So hold on. Miss Mary, I got your mic open. Can you say good morning? Should I close your mic back down? I need to talk to your husband this morning. I'm gonna shut it down for a minute.
Okay.
You get up. All right. Jessica, I need a praise report from you this morning, but I need you to start kind of like, is Nancy on here?
Nancy? Yes, she should be. Yes, ma'am.
I don't think she is. She on the Blog Talk? Nancy, if you're on the Blog Talk, press 1. Because you're in this too. But the reason I wanted your dad on here is because, let me see if he's on here yet. Mr. Alberto, are you on here?
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning. Do you remember when I told you, told you and your wife, I said, God's going to save all your children. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
And Miss Mary, it didn't look like it, did it?
Yes.
It didn't look like it was happening.
No, but it didn't look like.
And it didn't look like you and your husband would be raising the dead either, did it?
Yes, ma'am. It didn't look like it.
Brothers and sisters, this is not my testimony, but I think it's something you need to hear, because I think it's something you need to know, because I think it will raise your faith. And I'm so glad I got the pictures. I got the pictures all the way. I got the pictures. I got them. And you know what? I got the pictures when the baby
and video.
And video. That's right. I want this headline to know. Is this? Let me see if this is Nancy. Nancy, is this you?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you now. You're in this too. I want the headline to know that what the devil means for harm, God can turn it around and make it the greatest miracle in your life. It was your tender heart, Nancy, that sent Jessica the information to your sister-in-law in the hospital.
Yes.
And the family was estranged, and the sister-in-law didn't want nobody there. But because you love God, Nancy, you gave them the information. And because of the love of God, your sister-in-law is alive and well and eating in the hospital, eating good, as a matter of fact. And because there's a bond, there's something God is doing in families. God, it takes God to put a family back together. It takes God to heal the pain and the wounds and the hurt that we all experience in our families. And somehow I believe, just like I quoted Joseph there, I've been quoting him, I quoted him yesterday too. The devil meant it for harm, but God meant it for posterity, that a lot of people will be saved. And Miss Mary,
yes,
let me see if I got, yeah, you were praying that God would save your whole, all your children, weren't you? How'd you pray?
Yes, ma'am.
How did you pray? I want to know how you pray. They need to hear how you prayed.
Yeah, just pray to the Holy Spirit, Father God, and oh my goodness, because it just looked like nothing was moving. But I know and have faith in God that He will move mountains, and just praying and praying, Sister Erica.
Now, Jessica, you could take it from there, or I want your daddy say, I said, Mr. Alberto, I said, God's going to save your son. I said, God's going to save your son. And he said, okay, all right. I said, I don't know how it's going to happen, but I know God, because God promised me He was going to save your family. And this is a family, all of those of you listening that's been through hell and back.
Right.
See, it doesn't matter that you go through hell. It matters that you go through hell and come back, okay?
Praise God. Yes, ma'am.
And then have a testimony. Yes, a testimony that does not glorify any person, but a testimony that glorifies God Almighty. A testimony,
hallelujah,
that can introduce people to a living God, to a moving God, and to a prayer answering God. God answers the prayers of these parents, of these sisters.
Yes.
And wherever they were in their different houses, but they didn't even know God had brought them together in the spirit. I don't care what it looked like in the natural.
Hallelujah.
It can look like the storm is that. Well, I tell you what, that black cloud that I got scared of that morning.
Yes.
That thing ain't nothing to play with. When that thing manifests, it's nothing to play with. But anyway,
I'd like to fill in with my mom. Yes.
Okay.
Praise God. Good morning, Jesus believers. My mom, it started with my estranged family. And, you know, I've been raised from the dead. And almost, I think, every one of us here on this line. And we had been estranged from my brother, which his wife was diagnosed with a cancer. She had a stroke recently. She was admitted into the hospital, and she had been internally bleeding, and they were giving her pints of blood. And we were not allowed to go because we didn't want to overstep our boundaries, and we knew that my brother had asked not to see myself or my parents specifically, and he was only speaking to Nancy, my sister. And so, you know, it was just a really, it's really touch and go with that situation. But my mom had said, she said, this is life and death. And she said, enough. And then we're on the phone, and I heard my dad say, enough is enough, devil. you're going to lose my children. And then my mom had said, that's it. I'm going to pray for all my children. And she said, I'm going to pray for all your souls, all of you, each one of you. And she had some, like, anger in her voice. And she said that she's my daughter, and the devil is not going to take her. And I thought, okay, because when you said you had told my dad that all his kids were going to come, well, there's four of us, and we were not acting or behaving or even living the way you would think siblings should, and much less even Christians should live among each other. We didn't talk. There was just a lot of strife and division. And so when you said that, he said, oh, boy, I don't know how that's going to happen. God, I don't want to doubt you, but I don't know how that's going to happen. And every time my dad, I would say, Dad, just pray. He goes, I know. I believe Sister Erica, but I don't know how that's going to happen. I don't. And he kept, and I said, Dad, and he said, yeah, I know. But deep down, I mean, even I questioned. I said, Lord, I don't know how you're going to do this. You know, and so I don't know if Nancy wants to take it from there. Nancy?
About Becky or?
Mm-hmm. Anything you want to.
You know, I always feel like I'm in the middle, and I didn't want to lose my brother. And if he made me promise not to share anything, but at the same time, I believe in the power of prayer, and I wanted my parents and my sister to help me with praying for them. And you know, he is upset with me for sharing, but I had to just let that go because she really, really needed their prayers. And, you know, today I'm going to go be with him because she's having surgery today again, her second surgery procedure. Mm-hmm. And hopefully he won't ask me to leave or anything for He sees it as me betraying him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just going to go face him and just say, yes, I did tell them, even though you asked me to. And, you know, I just tell them you're just stuck with this family that, you know, they're just going to continue to pray for you no matter, you know. I send them everything my sister tells me, I send him, you know, for him to play in the room, in the hospital room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just keep hanging in there trying with him.
Mm-hmm. You're doing good, Nancy. You're doing good. If it wasn't for you, the pictures I saw, your sister-in-law looked like she was on the way out of here rapidly. She was leaving here. But go ahead, Jessica. Are your mama or daddy?
Yes. If you don't mind, I'm just so excited with Jesus, and I just want to say that, you know, Nancy's right. He was upset, but this is life or death. And when she said, you know what, I wasn't able to get in there, this is where she is. I mean, I just saw that green light. I said, God, is it time? And then I said, Lord, I don't want to get ahead of you. I don't want to stay behind. And I said, all right, it's go time. And by the time I called my parents, they were already ready at the end of their sidewalk. Like, come pick us up. Let's go. And we were not expecting to actually go in and actually physically see my sister-in-law. Because we've done in the past when others, you know, with even my brother, when we found out he was in the hospital, we would just pray outside. Because of COVID, we weren't even allowed in. We were just willing to pray outside the building or in the waiting room. And that's actually what we were planning on doing, just waiting in the waiting room and praying from there. And so when we, you know, my sister finally told us what hospital, what room number, I said, okay, let's go. And we went. We got together. went, and it was very, very powerful because I was thinking, okay, I know what my sister had already said. Like, they're going to take your temperature. They didn't let me in. You're not going to, you know, she said, for sure, they're not going to let you in. So I said, okay, well, we're prepared to be in that waiting room. We got there. There was parking available. There was no traffic. There were green lights. We got down. We basically, God had his angels lay out the red carpet is the way I felt. Like, it just felt like that. The red carpet was laid out. We just went in there and went straight up to the room, saw the nurse's station, and I'm, like, looking at my parents, like, okay, we're actually up here. And then I said, okay, we need to see this person, you know, Rebecca Isagira. They just said, oh, right there, right there. And I thought, okay, I mean, I was shocked. I was like, okay, I looked at my parents. There's no temperatures being taken. They just said, right over there. We walked in. I mean, the timing, what was going through my spirit was that you had prayed the day before, be ready to be available in the right place, at the right time, according to God's time. That just kept resonating in my spirit, man. I thought, okay. So when we opened the door, it was dark, and there was a nurse, and she said, hi, she just came out of the surgery. Are you clergy? I looked at my parents, and I said, and I giggled, and I said, well, yes, but probably not the ones you're thinking, but we are clergy. And she said, okay, well, whatever the case is, come in and close the door. She just, I mean, like minutes, they were unstrapping her from the surgery. And that surgery was because they couldn't find out where she was internally bleeding. They couldn't find which part of her body she was bleeding. And at that point, she had received up to 5 pints of blood, blood transfusions, and she looked a mess. And we walked in. You could just smell death, and it just was so horrendous that I think on the video I took a little clip, but my mom gasped, and my dad's just saying, "Oh Jesus," because you just felt death right there, and I thought, "Oh wow, this is horrible," and she didn't even recognize me. She looked up, and I approached her, and she just kind of just growled. She's like, ugh. And then I thought, hi, Becky, do you recognize me? And she just like growled. And then she said, you know, I can't talk, is basically what she was saying. And then the nurse just kind of like shook her head. She said, okay, we are going to have to transport her. She's going to be sent to San Antonio. She still has another surgery coming up, and we'll start another IV. So I'm going to give you a few minutes, okay? And I just looked at her. I said, okay, we're going to pray. And she said, yeah, that's fine. I'm just going to start the IV. And I thought, okay, you know, that was shocking to me. And I just thought, okay, let's just go. So as soon as that nurse left, I just said, all right, I looked at my parents. I said, let's just start. And immediately I just went. I went to her. I went to her face. And I said, Becky, it's me, your sister-in-law. And she said, Jackie, that's my nickname. To my family. And I said, yes, it's me, your sister, Jessica. And she said, oh, you're here. And she said, I can't talk. I mean, she sounded horrible. And I said, it's okay. And in my mind, I thought, okay, Lord, how am I going to do this? You're really going to have to lead me. And my parents were just like, my mom was weeping because, you know, again, she's still with that praying for her daughter. And they got their anointing oil out. They started anointing her feet while I was at her head. And I had my oil, and I was just like, you know, on her forehead and her head. And I said, okay, Becky, I need you to immediately start confessing all your sins. I said, because if you were to face God right now, in the state of your heart that you're at, you cannot go into heaven like this. You must understand this. Do you understand? She nodded. I said, okay. Now you squeeze my hand when you're done. And she nodded again. So then she started confessing. And as she was, I was praying. I said, God, you're going to have to really lead us. What do you want me to do? How do I do this? And my parents, again, I could hear them just praying and on her body, laying their hands on her body. And then, you know, Holy Spirit said, get the prayer out. She needs to break the covenant with Satan And Sister Erica already did the prayer. So I said, oh, yes. And I got my phone, and I had been having trouble all day with my internet, sending messages. So I said, okay, let's see, you know, this is going to come out. Sure enough, my phone worked perfect. My battery was perfect. And I just, right there, I said, okay, Becky, start repeating after me. And then I started Mark 11:23-20. And I started reading it to her. And I said, start confessing. Verbatim, she started to break the covenant. She did not skip a beat. She was like, yes, yes. I said, okay. And then I started to get excited. So I was like, all right, here we go. She was on and on. And that's a long prayer. And
yep.
She just kept on. She just did it. She was like, I break it in every withdrawal, every spell, all this. And at this point, my parents, they were rising up in their prayer. By the time we got to the bottom where it says go, because she was already coughing, and I was like, you spirits, you're not going to transfer. You're going to go. And my parents started to go. And then I was saying, go. Remember, the nurse had just said, all right, you have a few minutes before I start an IV. And we were like, go. And I looked towards the door. Nobody was rushing in. Nobody. And I'm like, and we're probably like 30 minutes in, maybe longer. And she was just like coughing. And then at this point, Becky started saying, go, get out of me. And I'm like, yeah, you heard her. Get out. Go. And she was just coughing. And she started sweating. And it was just very powerful. And her voice started to come back. And then it got down to the healing prayer. And we started to command her body to align to the way God intended it. And verbatim, the prayer model that you have there, we just started to pray it. She was repeating. And at this point is, I don't know if my mom wants to take over, because this is when my mom started saying, you know, that she asked for forgiveness. And Becky started to talk. And I looked around, and my parents didn't realize this. She was like, I can't talk. And when we got there, and then all of a sudden she's like, yes, go, get out of me. I want to live. And I said, okay, Psalm 118, I shall live and not die to declare the good works of the Lord. And she was saying it. She was saying, I shall live and declare the good works of the Lord. And I'm like, whoa. And I don't know, Mom, do you want to share that part where when you and Dad started to ask for forgiveness?
I want to tell Sister Erica, when I sent her the picture, I was crying like a baby when I saw her picture, because I saw her leaving this world.
Oh.
So I told the devil, you've done enough. Enough is enough. And I started yelling and crying at the same time and asking God, she's our daughter. We have the right to pray for her and see her and make her believe that she can leave and not die, because God loves her. And I started praying and going crazy, like, God, leaving, God, look at this picture. Oh, my goodness. It was just crazy. And that's when we left. Jessica took us, and it was when she says that we were there, I asked her to forgive me for what I had done. And she said, yes, I forgive you. Oh, my goodness. That really, and she was holding my hand, and my husband was praying also and telling her, we were just together
mm-hmm.
with God. And I said, I know you have faith, we have faith. And she just kept saying yes. But it was something beautiful after that, beautiful. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, I know she had been wanting enchiladas. She had told the girls that she liked my enchiladas, so I made her some enchiladas, and we took them yesterday. And she immediately got some enchiladas and was eating. So she's already going.
Right, but you forgot the part where I got the video where she said she hadn't eaten in 3 days. And
yes,
the nurses and the doctors, when you went out there to find her something to drink and food, they said, no, mm-hmm. no, tell that part.
Yes.
We helped her to fix her. They brought her tray, and we fixed it for her. Help her. She started eating. Yes.
Immediately.
Immediately. The part my mom, that prayer touched me when she started crying out that she's her daughter, because see, Becky had been rejected in this family. I mean, this family's hard, harsh. And Nancy's a very, sensitive and she's, more quiet. And so Becky always was on the outside. And so my mom saying, you're my daughter, like she accepted her and she loved her. And I saw Becky just weep. And in the spirit realm, I mean, I was sharing this and it shocked me because I could see like her heart melting or just the scales coming off her, because I was looking at her head, her face, and she was just like, her eyes were, she was just weeping. And I saw like darkness just leaving. And my mom was just like, Becky, like crying out the way, just for her heart, forgive me, mm-hmm. forgive me. I've done this to you. Then she turns to my dad and I look at my dad. And then it was like, you're next. And they switched places. And my dad went to Becky, like right there in her hands and her head. And he said, Becky, and he's loud, forgive me. I've been so mean and evil. I was an evil man. I need you to forgive me and forgive me. That was powerful because I'm standing on the other side of the bed and I'm watching and I'm just like praying. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. And Becky more, weeping more. My mom's weeping, my dad. And then it was like golden sparkles or something around her. And I thought, what? Wow. I mean, I was just in awe. I said, wow. It's like, God, your angels are here. And as soon as I had that thought, my dad yells, raised his hands to heaven. And he said, all the angels are praising in heaven. And I just, at that moment, it was like I knew we were on one accord. I knew God heard our prayers, and by faith she was healed. I knew it, I believe it, and all of a sudden she turns and she's crying and she says, I need to get up. I haven't moved from this position since, I need to get up. I have not sat up. I need to get up. Help me. And I said, Mom, you hear her. Come on, grab her. And we're all excited, and my dad's like, okay. So we just start to sit her up slowly. And she's like, no, help me, get me up. So we get her up, and she's like, okay, I'm thirsty. And I'm like, okay, we're fumbling because it was like so fast. And she's like, I need some water. And I'm like, all right, let me, what else? She's like, I want some Sprite. And I said, okay, let me go get it. I'm like excited, and I'm running. I run to the nurse's station. I'm like, okay, 403, she needs some Sprite. They were like, oh, she, yeah, okay, just nonchalantly, like, yeah, we'll give her this. And then I said, no, you don't understand. She's up. She wants to eat. And they were like, well, she hasn't eaten since she's been here. And she's been here for 3 days. I said, you don't understand. Jesus healed her.
Tell them about Jesus calling Lazarus.
Go ahead, Dad.
Came to all, like, when Jesus was calling Lazarus, come out, let him loose. Give him something to eat. And that's what we were seeing in her. Like, she got up and she was thinking, let me loose. I'm hungry. And we praise God. Like, thank you, Lord.
Because the timing
yeah.
was perfect. As soon as she was asking that, remember, you turn around and the dietitian came in. She said, I know you haven't eaten, but here's a tray of food. And we just were like belly laughing, like, what? The timing of this? And I'm like, oh, Jesus. I'm yelling, Jesus. And my dad's like, oh. And I'm like, Becky, look. And she's like laughing and we're just laughing. And the room changed. It, we did not turn on lights and we didn't open blinds, but it was bright in there. And we were like, oh, the food, food, open the tray. My dad said, hurry, feed her. And we opened the tray. She went straight for it. My mom started to tend to her like a daughter. I just saw tenderness. She was like, let me cut your food for you. And she said, I'm hungry. Give it to me. And while I was getting that Sprite, they couldn't believe it. I said, no, she's eating. She's eating. And they were like, no, that's impossible. Impossible. And they looked at me like I was crazy. And I'm so used to that look. But I said, Jesus healed her. She's eating. Give me that Sprite. And I grabbed that drink. And I ran down that. I ran down across. And I'm like, Jesus, Jesus. And the hallway could echo because I have a loud voice. My dad has a loud voice. And we're yelling, Jesus healed her. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Jesus, Jesus. And the nurses started to come in. They were like, what? They were peeking. They were like, what is happening? Like, what are these people talking about? And it was a revival within her room, 403.
Yep.
She's alive. Yes. 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 She ate that tray. She drank. I said, do you want me to make some tea? I'll add sugar. We stirred it up. She goes, it's perfect. And she was smiling, and we were treating her like a queen. And I'm like, here you go. Here, you know, just what else do you want? What else do you want? And she ate and ate, and the nurse said, oh, my goodness, she hasn't eaten in 3 days. How is this possible? And they started to come in one at a time, nurses, radiologists. The anesthesiologist, I mean, they were just coming in and like, what? And I was saying, Jesus healed her. She's healed. Right, Becky? Right? And I recorded her saying that. And she said, yes, I'm healed in Jesus' name. And she's smiling and just a totally different woman.
And it's all being with God on our side, not getting in front of Jesus' timing, not getting behind the timing, waiting and waiting for the Lord to say now. And we were ready when he was saying to go now, and the timing is now. And I'm thinking, like, there were so many times that we wanted to go, but every time we would just, it's not the time, it's not the time. And I was thinking, we're going to lose everything but Jesus.
Mm-hmm. His timing is perfect. Yes, yes. And, you know, we were just so excited. We wanted to bless the strip because I said, this is your celebrating, this is celebration time. You know, this is your dinner in from like Lazarus. And then the nurses, I said, we must celebrate. So we rushed out to get dinner for the nurses, the unit. And that was also like another red carpet. God just said, go here, go there. The price, the timing was perfect. We got them some pizza, and it was hot and just smelled so wonderful. We took it in, and we were just like, we wrote on there, Jesus loves you, and we thank you, and just life all over the top of the pizzas. And they were like, what? I mean, there was like 10 of them just, thank you, thank you. And they were looking like, wow, yes. And then they were peeking in her room, and they were just like, yes. And I said, this is to celebrate. She's alive. Jesus healed her. When I walked in, parents, we saw the, I think it was the radiologist and two nurses, and they were saying, okay, like what happened? They were checking her, and she's just eating and smiling. They're poking her and prodding her, and she's just like, yeah, they're checking me. And, I mean, big smile. And one of the nurses was just like, she had her hand on her head. She said, I have been like here since she got admitted. I am in shock. I'm in shock because she's eating. I mean, she was not able to eat. She couldn't talk. Look at her. And I'm off tomorrow, and I'm in shock. And I said, well, here's a pizza. Offer yourself. I mean, thank you so much. Jesus healed her. Just remember that. She's like, yes, like, that is shocking. And her eyes were so wide, and she just with her jaw open, and she said, wow, wow. And Becky said, yes, yes. And she was just smiling, and we were just laughing. And the radiologists were just looking at us. Some of them were just looking at us like we're crazy, but they were like, wow, we can't deny this because she's sitting up eating. They were looking at her chart like, wait, wow. And when we went to see her last night, the timing was perfect as well. Because she said, you're going to come back, right? And then I said, well, what about my brother? Is he going to be upset? She said, no, no, he's not going to be upset. He's not. And I said, are you sure? And she said, yes, yes, please. Y'all are all going to come back, right? And we said, yes, for sure. We're coming back. And, you know, my mom had said, okay, you know, I love you, daughter. And we kissed her. And when we went back, she was so excited to see us. She sat up. She said, give me some of that food. And she ate my mom's food. And we said, so how are you feeling? You look better today than you did yesterday. And she said, I feel good. She said, you know, they still are saying that I have this bleeding, but I haven't had to have any more blood. I said, so it stopped at the 5? And she said, yes. I said, praise God. I said, now, they're going to tell you all these things, but don't come in agreement. She said, well, okay. I said, so remember, you're healed, and I'm proclaiming that, and I'm going to be over there. Now, you just thank Jesus. And don't come in agreement that they're going to do all these things. She said, yeah, they still want to do all these things. And I said, well, you feel great, don't you? And she said, I do. And I said, all right, they're going to do all those things. So like I said, they're not going to find anything. And you're healed. And she said, yes. And she smiled. And she said, I want to go back to work. I said, and we laughed. We're like, wow, Becky, okay, okay. Well, you're going to get a good bill, and they're going to be astonished, and they're not going to find anything. She said, okay, well, I haven't had to have any more blood. And I said, you look great. And she just, I mean, we left her like that, and we said, okay, do you need anything? And she was like, all right, all right. And, I mean, we left praising God again.
Sister Erica, but you saw that picture, if you see her now. Oh, what a difference.
She does have it.
I got them all. I got all the pictures. Now, you know what, Jessica? The tagline needs to know, now you know why God had me send those prayers out. And tell them what prayed. Tell them what you prayed and had Becky repeat.
The actual covenant prayer. The prayer that you had for her body, her cells,
breaking,
the DNA.
Breaking covenant with
breaking
Satan.
With Satan, yes, yes. And witchcraft. And I had talked, I didn't say it this morning, but to her, I said, now we know all that hate and all that stuff that you were resenting and you couldn't let go of. And, I mean, I just went at it hard, and I said, look, there's no hold back. If you die, this is it. Now, come on. And she was like, yes, because she knows. She had been crying to all of us, like, all the hate, and she was like, y'all rejected my husband. And all of it was true, and we had to admit it. And for years, they were my parents, and they would say, no, we didn't do that. We were, you know, no, no. Enough of that. And my parents finally came to the point, and myself, where we were like, yes, look, we were evil, wicked. We did these things, backbiting, gossip, and we had to tell her. And she said, and that's when she just said yes. And I said, now you break that, because you come into witchcraft when you have that hate and that unforgiveness. And you had that in the prayer. And she verbatim broke every covenant with Satan that she had made throughout her life.
Amen. The prayer works. Prayer works. And that's the same prayer that the Lord had me send everybody that wanted it. I sent it out myself, so I know you got it. Okay? And I got to tell them this. Jessica and her family tried to call me. The Lord said, do not answer that phone. It's time for them to stand up and use what I have in them. So I just prayed from here. I would not answer the phone.
Right.
I mean,
yes.
It's in you. It's time for you to use it. It's in all of you that have been sitting under this ministry. You got it. Use it.
Praise God.
Yes. Because when I was thinking my phone wasn't going to work, I said, uh-oh. And my mom started to call Dr. Erica, and she said, my mom said it. She said, you know what? I believe that she's not answering because God's telling us to do it. And it occurred to me, I went, you're right, Mom. So then that's when I said, okay, Lord, all right, let's go with you. And it was all God, all God.
Who gets the glory? Jesus!
Jesus!
He gets all the glory. And that's what he wants. He wants to be glorified. He wants to be the center of a testimony of a miracle and transformation and life. 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 Life.
Yeah.
You're believers. I'm believers. We have power. You need to use it more. Okay?
Yeah.
You need to.
We were singing, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. And all the ladies were watching us going out the hall singing. And that was all that.
They were saying, God bless y'all. God bless y'all. We don't know who or what church y'all are from, but God bless you. God bless you. And I said, all right, Mom, get some Jesus Believers cards. And we're like, this is the day. We're just Jesus all the way out, all the way, and just bringing life everywhere. And yes.
And that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yes, yes.
We got to live this thing. The devil.
And if I may add.
Go ahead.
I want to add something because that day we were just like, yes, yes, life, life. I came home again. You know, my eldest daughter was here and I was like, just life. Becky's alive. Jesus, Jesus. She's like, wow, I'm going to go tell my husband. I'm about to pick him up from work. And that went on. And then my own husband had an appointment because he had had issues privately and he was seeing a doctor and he had the appointment coming up and life. I was like, you know what? I'm going to pray right now. We're going to pray and you're going to be healed. And I said, you believe that, right, Steve? And he was like, yes, but he had some doubt. He was like reluctant. And I prayed and real simple. And yesterday he said the report came back and he was even shocked. He said, but the first blood work, the doctor had said, oh, you have low blood platelets and, you know, the this and that was wrong. And we're going to have to take another test and see because they were trying to diagnose him with something. And yesterday he says, wow, God healed me. I'm healed. Nothing was what they said and nothing's what they thought. I don't even have to go back. Wow, God healed me. And I'm like, yes, just believe. You're healed. And I laughed because he was like, wow. I'm like, wow, God, you're so merciful and gracious because he's extending that right now. He's extending and he's making himself known to the church and those that doubt and just have that unbelief. And he's not letting them get away with it. He's like, no, I'm right here. Yes, you can be healed. Just ask and believe.
And receive.
And receive. And receive. Yes. Amen.
Praise God.
Thank
Jesus.
Why don't
Mr.
Alberto, why don't you pray for Ted Line this morning to believe?
Heavenly Father, we all are rejoicing in you, Lord Jesus. Because you said anything that you ask the Father in my name, and if it's under the will of God, it will come true. And we have been desiring, like, our desires of our Lord, Father. And sometimes, like, we would lose, like, hope, but still, every time I would listen to the Jesus Believers program, it would lift me up again and again every morning. And sometimes, like, we were praying, like, really just talking to God and having mercy on us because we are not going to let go of Jesus' hand. And we didn't go, but there were some times where I was like, my wife would ask me, like, for you arising. Well, I don't know. I think we're going to go to heaven, and we're not going to see things here, the fruit of us here in earth. And then with Jessica, I don't know, she always would come in, and we would start praying and saying, like, don't give up. And I says, I'm trying not to give up, but it's been about 5 years that we've been waiting. And Father, we came to you every day. Have mercy on us. In Jesus' name, and with the help of the Holy Spirit that's indwelling in us, we just said, yes, one more day, one more day. And sometimes I will just give up, but as a family, we're coming together, and we would encourage each other on a daily basis and keep praying to God Almighty that he, with his faith, it will come to pass, and it did come, and when I saw my new daughter and a new life starting all over again, and I would just praise God, thank you, God. And just, it, sometimes it's hard to pray. But Lord, your Lord, we're encouraging us, encouraging us, each other. And now that my family is getting bigger, I pray to God that one day we will all be rejoicing.
Yeah.
And it's coming too, because Jesus said, I will always be with you till the end days come and more. So Jessica would always tell me, like, you don't have to wait till we're over there in heaven. It's going to come true here on this earth.
Yes.
And Lord Jesus, we give you thanks, praise, and honor, and glory. Because, like, I would always think, like, prayer, you got to be so holy to pray. But if we are praying and getting our prayers answered, imagine what will happen to you, all Jesus believers. Don't give up.
Yes.
Keep praying.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you.
Seeking the rock no more, but the master of the sea. just a light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Feed my little lamb, oh, feed my little lamb, on the heaven. watches over me. Feed my little lambo, feed my little, feed on me lambo, feed on me lambo, give them the food, give them the food, give them the word, give them the word, feed that big deal, feed that big deal, feed my little lambo, feed my little lambo. Feed my little lamb, feed my little lamb. Feed my little lamb, feed my little lamb. For the heavenly Father, watch it over me. Feed my little lamb, feed my lamb. Feed on me lamb, feed them the food.
Feed on me, lambo. Feed on me, lambo.